When it comes to observing reality, people often don't see what's in front of their eyes. Instead, people see their concept of what reality should be. They're not seeing what is before their eyes, but they are seeing what they expect to see.
Welcome to the Life Athletes Podcast. Remember, it's never a good time to take a vacation on your development. So let's start now with your host, Alejandro.
One of the most powerful tools or resources we have for living a more fulfilling life is goals. And we hear a lot about goals. I believe that sometimes we get tired of hearing about goals because we've minimized the effect or the impact. The people that truly know about goals and have experienced success, they don't minimize it. But I believe in the corporate realm, many of us have been forced to just write goals in a system because the business needs them or we need to have them, HR needs them. And as a result, we've minimized the power and the importance of goals. Robert Fritz is one of my favorite authors. His book, Creating, A Guide to the Creative Process, one of my favorites. There's some information in there that I would like to share with you about goals because it provides a good framework for not only its importance, but the things that we need to consider in order to reach those goals. He likes to call them creations or visions. As human beings, we have this natural desire to create, to make things. And having some more tools that can help us to create will help us in having what I believe is a fulfilling life and achieving those things that we put our mind to. Now, one of the things that he mentions about goals, he calls it having a place to go. Having a place to go. Having a place to go will create more energy than if you don't. And I don't know if you have thought about this or you've experienced it in your life, but when there is no goal, when there is no plan of action, you will likely do nothing, or you will simply respond to environmental cues. Think about going to a meeting. Have you ever gone to a meeting where there was candy at the meeting place? Now, you had no thoughts of eating candy, no thoughts about eating, but yet because you went to that meeting and the candy was there, next thing you know, you ate the candy. That is a great example of the environment influencing action. And it happens all of the time. That's why if we have a vision, if we have a goal, we are less likely to be influenced simply by our environment. Now, if we're smart, we will create things within our environment that will direct us or nudge us toward our goal. I talked about that in a previous episode. But the point is that having a place to go or a destination, a vision that is further, bigger, higher than anywhere you've been before, having that will generate more energy and creative power. One of the keys, though, is knowing specifically where you are and what you desire. Oftentimes, we don't know what we desire at all. We just don't think about it. We're living day to day by habit and not thinking of what we want. But as I mentioned, if you create that place to go, that's important, but you must also determine where you are. This will allow you, if you know this, this will allow you to capture the right moment to act because you will be looking for it. In essence, you want to produce the most effective process in the most effective way. This is the whole point about being present and being aware. If you're present and aware, you will pick up on things that can help you to get to where your goal is. If you don't have a goal whatsoever, there are going to be opportunities all around you that will escape your consciousness because you simply have not created a place to go. That's what the risk is when we don't have a goal or a vision. But getting back to this other piece about knowing where you are, Robert Fritz calls it embracing reality. And I like his phrase that Reality is an acquired taste. Reality is an acquired taste. If you lie about reality, he writes, you cannot adjust your actions on behalf of the result you want to create. You need to be fluent in reality, both as it is and when it changes, in order to successfully create the results you want. This is so critically important because oftentimes we are not in tune with reality or we are avoiding it. And the challenge is that reality is sometimes hard to accept. It can be difficult because it can be flying in the face of all of these desires that you have. I can tell you in my own life, during one of the most difficult times of my life, which was an end of a marriage, I was not in tune with my reality. I kept thinking that I could save the marriage, not paying attention to signs and messages that the other party did not want to be in the marriage. But because I was not in tune with the reality, I extended that marriage longer than it needed to be, and it caused more damage, more pain, more hurt, probably for both parties. And this is where we need to challenge ourselves and look at that person in the mirror and ask yourself some serious questions. This is really going to help us, though, because remember, if you don't know where you are, you cannot put an effective plan to get to where you want to go, because you are not where you think you are. And all of the work, all of the energy that you put forth will be in vain, because it will not get you there.
I wish I had some help in here.
So let me finish with some questions that you can ask yourself, and this will help you with both the vision of what you want and where you want to go, and those questions about reality. The first question, what matters to you in your life? Why do you do what you do? How do you want to live your life? What do you assume to be true about your life, the other people in your life, people in general, and in the world? Do you know where you want to go? To what degree do you feel involved in your own life? And where are you in your life now as compared to where you want to go? Ask these questions periodically in order to update yourself as to where you stand. Getting back to that reality piece, as to what you think, what you want, and where you currently are in your life. What matters to you is a dynamic. It's not static. It can be ever changing. I hope that this is helpful to you. It certainly has been helpful for me in my life. And as always, I invite your feedback. Feel free to write me at lifeathletespod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Life Athletes Podcast. Please rate and review the show, as that allows us to continue to bring this content to you. Also, you can support the show financially. You can find the Cash App information in the show notes.